folks. We're back, second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live. Well, son. Okay, back to Tom in Florida. Tom, the Democrats have come out and said they are ramping up these Senate investigations, congressional investigations on Russia hacking and the Russian collusion with Trump and so forth. And they've already come out and said they will do they're not going to allow, to the best of their ability, they're not going to allow any nominee that Trump puts up there to get in as FBI director until they have come to the conclusion of the Russian investigations. Now, where they sit right now with this Andrew McCabe in there, nothing's going to happen because this guy is a Clintonite. They're not going to do anything with it, and they're going to do everything they can do to stop anybody getting in there who really is nonpartisan. So, although I hope to see somebody go in, I would love to see Trey Gowdy go in there, but although I would hope somebody would go in there that would be nonpartisan and would be totally integral, I don't see that in the cards right now, Tom, and I'm sorry to say that, but I don't. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, Michael, but I got to say this. If you go back, you were talking about conspiracy theories earlier. Look here. Look at Whitewater. Look at this guy, Vince Foster. Look what the Clintons did. And I'm going to tell you something that's really perplexing to me, Michael. Maybe you can figure this one out. You remember when Bill Clinton was president, he was supposedly the first black president, and all of a sudden this kid comes up, his half-black son, Danny Williams Clinton, who's, I guess, the mulatto that Clinton was sleeping with the mother, and he had this kid. And this kid, right before Trump became president, he was going out saying, I want my dad to acknowledge me, and I want some loving for his grandkids and all this. And he goes, why is Chelsea getting everything, but I'm not? How come this kid ain't been on Maury Povich's show with the DNA? How come they don't force...
Slow down, Tom. Okay, I can answer that very easily, because the media has already been instructed. The mainstream media has already been instructed not to touch this guy. Okay, just like the investigation of the Seth Rich murder, the D.C. Police Department has been instructed to stand down. Okay, that's why All right.
This kid is alive. He's been on a major news network. He's been on Fox News.
Tom,
and
I know.
He said, hey, I want my father to acknowledge me.
Okay, Tom, I know who you're talking about. I've seen him. I've watched the press conference with him in Las Vegas when David Knight was there. Okay, I know who you're talking about. All right? All I'm doing is answering your question and saying they're not going to let him on any mainstream shows at all.
Well, I thank you for that, Michael, and I agree with you, but... But another thing is, you're looking at Hillary and Uma. There is rumors about them, Hillary running the reasons that Wiener had did what he was doing because Uma was like basically, I don't know if it was true. I read in a couple of papers that Hillary and Uma were a couple. I don't know what, but, you know, it could very well be because Wiener went nuts, I guess, sexually, and then I guess he was in a sex ranch, and now he's going to get 2 years in jail, like you were saying. I mean, you've seen all this. I don't know what's going on with this insanity, but can you imagine? I'm sure Wiener knows what's going on with Hillary's emails and all that.
Slow down again. You know, of course he knows what's going on, okay? But this is part of the swamp, and it's part of the collusion, and it's part of the dirty deals that are being made behind the scenes. We all thought that there was going to be a whole blow-up with the emails coming out of Wiener's laptop and the life insurance file that he had in there, and all this stuff was going to be exposed. But we were wrong. Nothing came out. You could hear the crickets chirping, okay? Because, again, it was all swept under the rug. That's why I say, you know, Uma Abedin's, her attorneys are filing for a divorce. Could it be that something comes out later? Maybe, but I doubt it. Because these people are experts at covering this stuff up. You know, look what kind of dirt. If this came out, okay, these people would be publicly exposed, put into prison, or hung by the neck until dead. It's not going to happen. Not until somebody gets in there as the head of the FBI that is integral, nonpartisan, and will go after him. And even then, whoever that may be would probably get assassinated. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, another thing I saw in the news the other day was kind of perplexing. The president of, I guess it's the Philippines, the Ranti. He said if Soros comes anywhere close there, he's going to put him in jail. What is that about? That guy's really got something going on. That guy, the Filipino president, he's like, hey, he basically is like saying there is a deep state and new world order. And he's outspoken. The president of the Philippines, I guess it's true what I read the other day about that guy.
I can't comment on that. I haven't really done any digging into the Philippines. I was there once, but, you know, I was there more than once, but I really don't know. But anyway, okay, if you have nothing else, I got to run. I got other callers there, Tommy.
Yeah, one more thing, Michael. What about Venezuela? That's what the Democrats are trying to turn this country into another Venezuela. That's what I'm figuring. The Democrats, that's a conspiracy.
Okay, you asked me what about it, and I'm asking, what about it? You know, I mean, what about Venezuela? What do you want me to say?
I don't believe socialism works the way Hugo Chavez thought it would.
Well, I haven't dug into Venezuela only other than, like you, with what I've heard about they're down there. You can't even find any dogs on the street. They're chasing down cops to get their guns to find food. It's a mess down there. I know that. But that's all I know, and that's all I can tell you about Venezuela, Tom.
Well, supposedly Putin is trying to give them food. I don't know.
I haven't heard that. Okay, thanks a lot, man. I got to run. Let's go to Marcel from Goshen, Indiana. Marcel, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Mike, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I thank you for taking my call. I'm going to make this as quickly as I possibly can. I did email you, by the way, and I'm still waiting but the name of the White House HR person, that's the guy that's controlling all the people that come and go, that they're hiring for the White House staff, or the second level, or the third level. It's my understanding that that guy is turning all of the people away that would be beneficial to Mr. Trump. And he's putting in all of the leftovers and the retards that's left from the Obama organization. The second question is I'd like to get that.
Wait a minute. That, what you just told me, is that a question? Yeah, I mean,
the first one is a question.
Wait a minute, Marcel. Okay, let's back up. Okay. All right. What you just finished doing was feeding me information about somebody in the White House that is turning everybody away and putting people in. I know nothing about this. So, you didn't phrase it in the form of a question. So, I thought you were That's okay. I thought you were just giving me some information on it. But let me back up here. Okay, you're saying the White House who? Chief of Staff who?
The guy that's the HR. I heard about it a couple days ago.
Okay, are you talking about? Wait a minute. Are you talking about the guy that's in charge of human resources? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
And it's my understanding he's turning away all of the Trump people, and he's putting in all of the never Trumper individuals, as well as, you know, the Obama holdovers, et cetera, et cetera. And
okay.
they're surrounding our dear president with these demons, and he doesn't want to, in order to circumvent his agenda.
Okay. Well, my first question, Marcel, I don't know anything about that, but my first question to you would be, where are you hearing this from? What source are you getting this from?
This one was on Revolutionary Radio.
Okay.
And I heard it from what is the guy's name?
Okay. Well, let me back. Let me interject here. Okay. First of all, I've heard of Revolutionary Radio. It's an alternative radio. I can't speak for some other talk show host saying something. The only thing I can say is I know nothing about this. Okay, I have heard nothing about this, but I will tell you this, Marcel, I find it very difficult, knowing what I've seen and what I've heard about Donald Trump, that he would allow that. He would probably be the overseer, I would think, of somebody in that capacity in human resources. I don't know that that's plausible. It could be, but it sounds a little bit, I don't know, it kind of borders on the ridiculous to me. Go ahead.
It would seem to be ridiculous, yes. But other than that, the second question was the information concerning how to walk away from that entity that everybody hates very much, that's a private corporation that calls itself a federal agency, and that's bugging the heck out of everybody and has everybody cowering in fear.
Okay, again, you're being a little bit cryptic. Who are you speaking of, the IRS?
Yes, I am.
How to walk away from them? Well, you don't just walk away from them. You kind of have to, you know, politely extricate yourself in a few, you know, very intelligent maneuvers. Did you say that you sent me an email? Did you say you sent me an email?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
It's a process that I only figured out after battling with them for better than 20 years. And I would rather see people that are looking at that. Well, the first things first is it's an individual decision. I don't tell anybody to pay or not pay. I tell you to get yourself educated. Get yourself educated to who they really are, what they're really all about, and how they're misapplying the income tax. Because in the Internal Revenue Service Code, if you understand it, how it's worded, and it's very cleverly and deceptively worded. Okay, it actually works in your favor if you understand it, because everything in there, when it comes to tax liability, is an assumed liability, and it's up to the individual to let the IRS know, because they're not doing anything illegal or unconstitutional. It's what they're doing is totally constitutional. Because it's voluntary, and every publication that you read on them, they will. Well, yeah, but don't take that, in the sense that you think, oh, it's voluntary, I don't have to do it. No, they call it voluntary because if they said it was mandatory, it would be unconstitutional. So they cannot use the word mandatory. All right, mm-hmm. if they did, they would violate their own statutes. So they call it voluntary, and then they use this ridiculous analogy. Well, you know, you don't have to stop for a red light, but if you run it and a cop sees you, you'll get a ticket. Well, that's a ridiculous analogy, but that's what they use, okay? But what I'm saying is if you want to educate yourself on the Internal Revenue Service, if that's what you want to do, send me an email. I'll give you a couple of books. I won't give it to you, but I'll show you where you can go to get a couple of books to read on it that will give you the enlightenment, and then you can make a decision as to whether you want to utilize the information that you've gotten or whether you don't. I'm not going to say either way. It's an individual decision.
That.
Okay. By the way, how long have you lived up there in Goshen?
I'm here... I drive a truck for a living, as I said in my email, once you get to it. I drive a truck for a living. This is one of the places where we make a delivery.
Oh,
and
I see. Okay.
I'm here on a delivery and I was sitting still able to pick up your program without interruption this time, which is a good thing, for me. Then, bouncing back and forth, I go through about six different states and, I make my deliveries. And
are you on a phone, or are you on the internet, or are you listening to a radio station?
I'm on a phone, and okay. it's tied into the telephone number from RBN. At one time there was a phone number that was off of an Indian reservation, and that's where I found out about your program, and then suddenly that went away, and I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out why that happened.
Well, the only reason I asked you the question is in my former life, I spent 23 years in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I had clients. I was in the estate planning business. I used to have clients in Goshen, South Bend, all over up there. I thought maybe you lived there. Maybe I knew you, Marcel.
I live in Hobart. And which is at this point is it's about 95 miles away from here.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, if that's what you're looking for, I'll provide you with the information, and I'll point you in a direction so you can educate yourself. Okay. And then after you've done that,
this question.
Go ahead.
Erwin Schiff was a good friend of mine. I know him well too, and it was an atrocity that he died in prison. And then likewise, you know, he pointed me in the direction of checking out Aaron Russo's film and then getting a hold to Joe Bannister and the other some of the other people, some of the other organizations. And they've given me some good information, and I'm trying to disseminate it all,
mm-hmm.
and so that I can come up to an informed conclusion. And
okay.
as it stands at this particular point in time, I'm not on the fence. I'm infuriated, but here's the situation that I have to deal with. I have to make that decision, and I'm going about making that decision because
All right, let me interject something. Federal Mafia was the first book that I read on the income tax, and Erwin Schiff had it right. He went about it the wrong way. The problem with a lot of these people that are into this thing, this tax movement, whatever, is they'll get up on a pulpit with their ducks almost in a row, and they are very headstrong, very opinionated, and Erwin was, you know that, okay?
You couldn't
tell him anything, and he was almost there, but he left something out. That's what I'm going to, you know, I'll point you in the direction, and you'll find out in reading one of these books what he left out. But
Are you familiar with Meredith Baxter?
Meredith Baxter, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was the first incident the first touching that I had of this situation, and I was directed to go there first before I ran into Erwin. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then that started my head to going, wait a minute. Then I started to look. I'm like, there is something to what these people are saying. And then from that day to this, you know, okay.
Okay,
so,
all right, well, no,
you send me.
You're on the... No, I'm not going to send you that. I'm not going to send you anything.
No, I got that. I've got a copy of that.
All I'm saying is this. I'm not going to send you any... I'm going to point you in a direction, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you to do something or not do something. I'm going to point you in a direction, and you're on the same path that I was on at one time. And you, the individual has to make the decision of which way you want to go. Because from what I've learned through my 20 some odd years of you know, fighting with them, and it's finally over with, I've learned only two ways to go. And I'm going to point you both ways. Okay? And then you make the decision which way you want to go. Okay? Some people, it's better for them to go one way. Some people, it's better to go the other way. And there are other people that it's better for them to do nothing. You know, just pay your taxes, draw your Social Security, whatever you're going to do. It depends on an individual situation, and I don't know what yours is, so I can't answer your question as far as that goes. So I'll answer your email. I will tell you exactly. I'll point you in the direction of exactly what to do, you know, and then you read it, and you take it from there. Now, I'll be happy to answer a question for you here or there, okay, but I can't make a decision for you.
I understand it, brother, and I do appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else?
Great. Greatly appreciate it. I'm gonna search some more to find out who this individual is, because of the stuff that I got about this White House HR person and what they're attempting to do. And I've got to, if I find out what they're attempting to do, and it's supposed to be happening very soon, somewhere around about the 20th of this month.
What's supposed to be happening the 20th of this month?
The people who were hired temporarily.
Oh, okay. All right.
And
well,
they're gonna get their walking papers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's, you know, and
them being drafted in and a permanent job, and they're gonna put other people in the permanent job who are
okay. Okay, but first of all, let me say this: anybody in human these are not appointees. If this somebody's in human resources doing this, I'm not saying there is or isn't, but if there is. These are going to be low-level people. These are going to be people that wash the dishes, fix the food, whatever, okay? They're not going to be anybody that's appointed in there by Trump, okay? So, you know, I don't know what influence they would have anyway. Okay, I got to run, man. Thanks for the call. We're going to a break.
Wrong.
All right. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Be right back. What it is you think I should.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Before I get back to this conspiracy theory stuff, I want to say something to the listening audience. What I was mentioning to Marcel here a few minutes ago, I do not condone or deny, anybody with what they want to do with their income tax situation. And I want to say this for the sake of the listening audience and also the feds, the NSA, that's listening to this. There are people out there that they are actually better off paying than not paying if they're in specific situations. There are people out there that are in tax situations that they can remedy by educating themselves. The only thing that I can do for people that ask me is I can point you in a direction and allow you to educate yourself. I want to make it clear that I am not promoting, I am not selling anything. I am not trying to get people to stop paying income taxes if that's what they want to do. I'm not doing that at all, okay? I'm just saying I'm showing you how you can educate yourself and understand the law and apply it accordingly, because the IRS does indeed misapply the law. And if you understand the law and you know how to apply it correctly financially, it will benefit you immensely. So with that, let me get back to this. So with nearly the entire mainstream media apparatus at their disposal, the government is a maestro at this practice, as we learned from so-called Operation Mockingbird, a conspiracy theory fact discussed in the first post on the subject conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. Hundreds, if not thousands, of news organizations have been conscripted into working with the CIA to support pro-government narratives. Now, that was in the late 60s. One can only imagine how vast the network is now. Not to mention the fact that a single proprietary algorithm owned by Google dictates the vast majority of the population's exposure to a subject. Now, part one was noted that the list had been meticulously whittled down to focus only on conspiracies that have been irrefutably proven to be facts. There are hundreds of conspiracy theories that are likely to be true that are not on the list because there simply isn't enough hard evidence yet to confirm it 100%. There's also a good mixture of old conspiracies and new conspiracies. With groups like WikiLeaks and Anonymous out there, the last decade has witnessed a dam burst of new data and documents. And thanks to intrepid journalists, whistleblowers, hacktivists, and leakers, the human race continues to tear down the wall of lies erected by the corporatocracy. So, without further ado, I'm going to go into some more of these that have been exposed. The conspiracy theorists have been right all along. Operation Ajax, the CIA's Iranian coup. In Iran, it was called the 28 Mordad coup. The United Kingdom contributed under the name Operation Boot. However you refer to it, Operation Ajax was an Iranian coup that in 1953 deposed the democratically elected Mohammad Mossadegh and reinstalled the monarchical power, the Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. The primary cause of the coup was Mossadegh's attempt to nationalize Iran's oil field, which threatened the oil profits of Britain's Anglo-Persian Oil Company. The United States, in addition to protecting its allies' petroleum monopoly, viewed Mossadegh's move as communist aggression and therefore helped plan the return to power of one of the world's more insidious dictators, the Shah. Operation Ajax resulted almost directly in the 1979 Iranian Revolution that created an anti-West Islamic Republic led by the Ayatollah Khomeini. Now, though it was long considered an open secret, the United States government kept the truth behind Operation Ajax concealed from the American people until very recently. The CIA declassified various documents on the 60th anniversary of the coup. And because of recent declassification, much information relevant to the CIA-sponsored coup is now available in the CIA's archives. And in describing Operation Ajax, the CIA itself has become a rather oddly self-reflective piece. The world has paid a heavy price for the lack of democracy in most of the Middle East. Operation Ajax taught tyrants and aspiring tyrants that the world's most powerful governments were willing to tolerate limitless oppression as long as oppressive regimes were friendly to the West and to Western oil companies. That helped tilt the political balance in the vast region away from freedom and toward dictatorship. And in a recent interview on Democracy Now!, Bernie Sanders remarked to Amy Goodman that this seminal chapter in the history of U.S. Middle East relations is almost entirely ignored by mainstream media. Have you seen any shows about that on NBC? No. We'll be back in three. I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Alright, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Hutzog, your host. It is now commonly believed that the second Iraq war was sold to the American people and their congressional representatives based on an elaborate web of lies and manipulated intelligence. A friend of mine wound up in actually prison for 10 months over this, Susan Lindauer. Well, I'll get into that another day. What is less commonly known is that the first Iraq war came in about a very similar fashion. And while surprisingly there is broad agreement that Operation Desert Storm was a worthwhile war, many people overlooked the role of a 15-year-old girl named Naira, whose 1990 testimony to the Congressional Human Rights Caucus is credited with cementing the idea of Iraq war crimes in the American popular consciousness. Naira testified to having witnessed Iraqi troops tearing babies from their incubators in Kuwaiti hospitals and leaving them to die on the cold floor. It's a profoundly disturbing image, and one that was entirely fictitious. After a lengthy investigation, Amnesty International and other independent watchdog groups discovered that the situation described by Nayira was fabricated by a PR firm named Hill & Knowlton, the largest in the world at this time, which was hired by a group of Citizens for Free Kuwait in order to create propaganda that would galvanize pro-war sentiment. The man overseeing the campaign was Bush political confidant Craig Fuller. This was a massive project utilizing 119 H&K executives and 12 offices across the United States, and even involved casting Nayira, who turned out to be Nayira al-Saba, the daughter of Saad bin Nasser al-Saba, Kuwaiti ambassador to the United States. The Justice Department could have investigated the entire effort under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. It turned a blind eye, allowing the Bush administration to pull off a massive wag-the-dog-style ideological false flag. Others called it atrocity propaganda, a form of PSYOP, or psychological operation. The Nayira story is just another example of the government falsifying a narrative in order to manipulate the public into supporting war. This kind of psychological propaganda continued all through the Second Iraq War and the War on Terror. And just recently, it was revealed that the Pentagon paid PR firm Bell Pottinger $540 million to create fake terrorist videos in Iraq. Originally called Operation Overcast, Operation Paperclip was the code name of the secret plan to conscript Nazi scientists in the U.S. intelligence services at the end of World War II. This ushered in and shielded about 1,500 Germans, including some engineers and technicians. Ostensibly, the purpose of this redeployment by the Joint Intelligence Objective Agency was to prevent Nazi scientific intelligence from helping reconstitute a new German government. It was also a tactic meant to ensure the Soviet Union didn't acquire any new technology. Whatever strategic mindset might have lived inside Operation Paperclip at its core, the project gave American identities to some of the most ruthless war criminals the world has ever seen. And according to Ynet, the new Nazi CIA scientists helped develop chemical weapons for the United States and worked alongside American scientists to develop LSD, which the CIA viewed as a, quote, truth serum, unquote. Operation Gladio was the first post-World War II love child of the CIA-NATO M16 plot to battle communism in Italy. The operation lasted 2 decades and used CIA-created stay-behind networks as part of a strategy of tension that coordinated multiple terrorist attacks from the late 1960s to the early 1980s. Authorities blamed these attacks on Marxist and other left-wing political opponents in order to stigmatize and condemn communism. The operation involved multiple bombings that killed hundreds of innocent people, including children. The most notable attack was August 2, 1980, bombing of the Bologna train station, which killed 85 people. In an anti-media piece written about 5 confirmed false flag operation, which includes Operation Gladio, it was written, "How do we know about Operation Gladio in spite of its incredibly clandestine nature? There are 2 principal sources. One, the investigation of Italian judge Felice Casson, whose presentation was so compelling it forced Italian Prime Minister Giulio Andreotti to confirm Gladio's existence. The second source is testimony from an actual Gladio operative, Vincenzo Finzegura, who is serving a life sentence for murder. In a 1990 interview with The Guardian, Vincenzo stated that Gladio was designed to psychologically coerce the Italian public to rely on the state for security. Operation Gladio is a textbook modern false flag. It is used terror and violence to discredit an ideology of communism. And to think this came at a time before the internet, when the CIA didn't have a fully entrenched mainstream media to trumpet or to echo and build a consensus around every little nuance, though they were working on it with COINTELPRO and Operation Mockingbird. Nowadays, the CIA has multinational propaganda machines in news networks to make sure all terrorist attacks fit into the carefully scripted narrative that manufacturers consent around our wars for oil, natural gas, and other resources." Now, it's somewhat of a cliche to jokingly refer to a surrounding insect or bird as a clandestine spy developed by the government to watch you. While we lack certain specifics on the ubiquity of the technology, we know definitively that the government has the technology to surveil citizens using insects and other small animals, and they use this technologically in military applications. There is some evidence to suggest that insect drones are used domestically to spy on citizens. In 2007, this conspiracy theory took shape when anti-war protesters reported strange buzzing insects. It was written off as tinfoil hat material, and officials dismissed the suggestion that the government used insect drones to spy. But multiple witnesses reported erratic dragonfly-type objects hovering in the sky. The very next year, the U.S. Air Force announced their intended use of insect-sized spies as tiny as bumblebees to infiltrate buildings in order to photograph, record, and even attack insurgents and terrorists. The government has come clean about its use of drones to spy on American citizens, so it's difficult to believe they wouldn't have at least tried insect drones. Now, while we can't say with 100% certainty that there are insect drones spying on American citizens, though it's exceedingly likely, what is irrefutable is to use the use of air or micro-air vehicles, or MAVs, and spy animals as wartime tools. DARPA launched its Stealthy Insect Sensor Project in 1999 as an effort to deputize bees as bomb locators in war zones. This was just the first phase of an ongoing project. And in her book, The Pentagon's Brain, An Uncensored History of DARPA, America's top secret military research agency, journalist Annie Jacobson revealed that the agency's near-future trajectory is to introduce biohybrids, part animal, part machine cyborgs, into the United States military arsenal. In an interview with Coast to Coast AM, Jacobson said, and I quote, "DARPA has already succeeded in creating a rat that will be steered by remote control by implanting an electrode in its brain. And it's done the same thing with a moth, which is really remarkable because the scientists implanted the electrodes in a pupa stage of the moth when it was still a worm. And then it transformed into having wings, and those tiny little microsensors transformed with the moth, and the DARPA scientists were able to steer that moth." The section references information from the Pentagon's brain. Okay, when operatives for the Democratic Party claim the 2016 United States presidential election was tampered with by a foreign entity, it's hard not to cringe at the irony. Firstly, they presented no evidence, except to claim that government intelligence agencies believe it to be true. Sorry, that's not actually evidence, but they don't care about that. That's like the police saying that they have DNA evidence but never actually scientifically presenting it in court. It's kind of unnerving that we even have to point that out. And secondly, our own government and intelligence agencies, namely the CIA, have actively and aggressively subverted countless foreign elections over the last century and, in some cases, have outright funded the assassination of the candidates. This subject could easily fill a multi-volume book, and countless authors have worked over the years to uncover the role of the CIA in foreign coups, using every tool in their arsenal, including white, gray, and black psychological operations, counterinsurgencies, and brutal coups aimed at repressing and destroying radical democratic candidates. The CIA has subverted the will of the people across the world. The most commonly noted instances of CIA meddling in foreign elections and governments include the following: South Korea, Italy, Guatemala, the Congo, Dominican Republic, South Vietnam, Brazil, Uruguay, Bolivia, Chile, Argentina, Australia, El Salvador, Iran, Grenada, Haiti, Panama, Nicaragua, Czechoslovakia, Peru, and Yugoslavia. This is but a small sampling of the countries where even mainstream news outlets and, in many cases, the CIA itself admits calamitous USA involvement. There are literally dozens more, and, of course, this is restricting the conversation to soft coups. Otherwise, we could certainly include the complete military decimation of Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and other Middle Eastern countries during the War on Terror, as well as a myriad imperial wars against perceived communist threats. A foreign government hacked and subverted our election. This irony is thick with this one. Payback's a bitch, you know, which of course isn't giving our intelligence agencies who have proven themselves to be pathological liars the benefit of the doubt regarding their claims of Russian collusion during the 2016 presidential election. It's just to kind of say, you reap the harvest you have sown. When you look at the track record of the United States government, it's a wonder the average citizen is safe traveling abroad. Now, people have long accused the media of being a proxy branch of the state government, a highly sophisticated and well-produced form of manufactured consensus and controlled opposition all rolled into one. In ostensibly democratic nations, a free and independent press is of paramount importance. But in the United States, we find a cohesion of the state and corporate news networks that do not constitute state-run media in a traditional sense. But it's close. Our first solid documentation that the media is an echo chamber for the government came with the disclosure of what has come to be called Operation Mockingbird. This nefarious and far-reaching conspiracy was documented in Part 1 and involved the CIA essentially conscripting journalists, American news agencies, and major broadcasters to become domestic propagandists and spies. Eventually, the CIA media symbiosis included journalists from all the top news organizations. Literally, thousands of people were involved. This infiltration of the American media and press took place during the 1950s at the start of the Cold War and was carried out under the auspices of fighting communism. The CIA began to restrict its use of journalists in the Operation Mockingbird program in 1976, but many people believe it has since transmogrified into something far more powerful, far more nefarious, and ubiquitous today. We're still in the early stages of proving to the masses that mainstream media is little more than a mouthpiece and propaganda machine for the government and its various agencies, but the evidence is accumulating. During the 2016 presidential election, WikiLeaks exposed a number of disturbing revelations showing collusion between the media and political operatives. This included collusion between the media, the Democratic National Committee, and the Hillary Clinton campaign. But it wasn't just about swaying the election. New revelations showed that the government actively infiltrates powerful media corporations in order to shape their content and narratives. One of the best examples of this was the State Department role in affecting a CBS 60-minute interview with Julian Assange. A more comprehensive list of examples of the Orwellian symbiotic relationship between the press and the government can be found here. Well, I'm not going to go there tonight, folks. I don't have the time. Perhaps the most disturbing recent addition to this chapter was the Countering Disinformation Act that President Obama slipped into the National Defense Authorization Act on Christmas Eve of last year. And in the context of the still festering narrative of foreign interference in the 2016 presidential election, the act's putative goal was to fight fake news, which many believe is actually a campaign to silence and dismantle alternative media on the Internet. In order to accomplish this, the government is establishing a global engagement center for managing disinformation and propaganda. Well, since we already know our government routinely performs psychological operations, or PSYOPs, or have they been recently rebranded, military information support operations, it should come as no surprise that manipulating the civilian population is the permanent goal. In fact, in the 2013 National Defense Authorization Act, the government formally legalized the use of PSYOPs on United States citizens. So how does this global engagement center factor in? Well, the new law states the center is authorized to provide grants or contracts of financial support to civil society groups, media content providers, non-governmental organizations, federally funded research and development centers, private companies, or academic institutions for the following purposes. Number one, to support local independent media who are best placed to refute foreign disinformation and manipulation in their own communities. Number two, to collect and store examples in print, online, and social media, disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda directed at the United States and its allies and partners. Number three, to analyze and report on tactics, techniques, and procedures of foreign information welfare with respect to disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda. And number four, to support efforts by the center to counter efforts by foreign entities to use disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda to influence the policies and social and political stability of the United States and United States allies and partner nations. While it may not immediately strike one as sinister, this codification of repressing journalists and voices of government deems to be disinformation while creating an even more centralized infrastructure to control fact-based narratives. In the media, it should be highly alarming to anyone who cares about a free press. It would seem that while the state has a steel grip on corporate news networks, they are struggling to control the influence of online independent media. This new law may be the start of this century's Operation Mockingbird, a new full-scale infiltration of local news and a war against anti-establishment narratives on the internet. This is already taking the form of algorithmic censorship through Facebook and Google, as well as a weaponization of the fake news narrative. Now, I describe the deep state in depth in an article called Forget the New World Order, Here's Who Really Runs the World. That's the article I read originally, folks, last hour. For decades, extreme ideologies on both the left and the right have clashed over the conspiratorial concept of a shadowy, secret government, often called the New World Order, pulling the strings on the world heads of state and captains of industry. The phrase New World Order is largely derided as a sophomoric conspiracy theory entertained by minds that lack the sophistication necessary to understand the nuances of geopolitics. But it turns out the core idea, one of deep and overreaching collusion between Wall Street and government with a globalist agenda, is operational in what a number of insiders call the deep state. In the wake of the 2016 election, the concepts of the deep state has grown into somewhat of a common phrase in the lexicon of alternative media theorists, crossing political boundaries and resonating across the ideological spectrum. Everyone from alt-left socialists to alt-righters now agree there is an unelected cabal of elite neoconservative corporatists and crony lawmakers running the geopolitical show. Because it's such a complex subject and permeates so many different academic, economic, and state apparatuses, it's virtually impossible to issue a single, simple definition of the deep state. If I were to hazard one, I would call it the nexus of Wall Street and the national security state. A relationship where elected and unelected figures join forces to consolidate power and serve vested interest. But even that is vague. We could also call it the failure of our visible constitutional government and the cross-fertilization of corporatism with the globalist war on terror. Former Republican congressional aide Mike Lofgren gets more specific with who is involved. And I mentioned this before, it's a hybrid of national security and law enforcement agencies. The Department of Defense, the Department of State, the Department of Homeland Security, the Central Intelligence Agency, and the Justice Department. I also include the Department of the Treasury because of its jurisdiction over financial flows, its enforcement of international sanctions, and its organic symbiosis with Wall Street. In his writing, got a call. All right, let's go. Ken in Fort Worth, you're on with Michael. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Mike, conspiracies in the Bible 10 times.
Yeah?
Inspired past tenses in 19 times. I am a conspiracy theorist. I am guilty. That is somebody who reads. Robert Welch, as John Burchett said, he was a reader. He knew where all the books were at that were important, the key books. Can I tell you what I think they are petrified over, Trump over? Lee Buffy told me back in 92 that he had a pair of bonds that were given to him, and they were taken away from him and put in the Dallas Federal Courthouse. I told Donald Trump that they were in there, billions and trillions of dollars of bonds. He could go down there anytime he wanted, get them out, put them on his desk, and start paying off the national debt and giving everybody money back. They don't like that. It petrifies them.
You told Donald Trump.
He could do it. He could go there Monday and do it.
Okay. So is he part of the solution?
The cons are in there, but he told me they were in there in 92.
Okay. Is Trump part of the solution or part of the problem, Ken?
Part of the solution.
Okay.
He can go get the money out and pass the money out and pay the national debt off, and there's billions and trillions of dollars of bonds in there. Tommy Buckley got him inside of a hotel room, and they come in and took them all except one that was behind the toilet for the Shah of Iran for $278 billion. And he went to the Court of Claims in Washington, D.C., in front of a judge, Diane Gibble Weinstein, court case 93-518 Charlie. And I don't know what happened to it. I don't even know where the bond's at, you know. But the Google Treasury gate. Start studying that. That's been around since 92. I talked to him on shortwave. I told him to give me all the bonds and the values of them, you know. I'd be here all night, and there's about 12 or 13 of them.
Does this involve a guy
I'm sorry?
Ken? Does this involve a guy by the name of Leo Wanta?
That's another story. We'll study him and put him on there, too. That's
no, I've already studied that story. Okay, I don't have to go there.
Okay. Treasury gate is separate. Tommy Lee Buckley from Amarillo, Texas, looking for money, and he went to Indonesia, and a guy by the name of Edison Damanak came over here and gave him the bonds and said, go pay off the national debt. And he told me they're in a Dallas federal courthouse. Now, I can't prove that.
Okay.
But I talk to the guards here in Dallas. I say, hey, did Trump come and get those bonds out of here yet? You know, I talk to every guard down there and ask them, well, go talk to a guy and ask them to see the bonds.
Honestly, Ken, with all respect, I think they're chasing rainbows, just like the Leo Wanta story. Okay, I can't go here. Okay, I can't go here with you. I can't go here with you, man, because all of these.
He sent me a copy of a bond.
Okay, I've got a copy of those bonds sitting in a folder in a box out in my shed.
They were signed by James Baker III. Well, you're wise to it.
I'm saying I've chased that rabbit hole many, many years ago, and I don't think there's anything to it, my friend. Okay, so that said, I can't go here with you. I just can't go here.
I'm not going to cover.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Anything else you want to add?
Well, that'll work. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, man. Okay, I'm sorry about that, but I got wrapped up in a thing in the Philippines 20 years ago with chasing that kind of stuff. It cost me $250,000, and I got nothing out of it, so I don't even want to go there. The CIA used psychics to infiltrate the Soviet Union during World War II. I'm going to skip that one. And the CIA monitors U.S. citizens via their smart devices, just like what happened with Kellyanne Conway when she brought that out mainstream and they laughed at her. Early in 2017, the organization WikiLeaks began releasing their first post-2016 election cables with a series of explosive data dumps regarding the CIA's cyber hacking abilities and exploits. It's called Vault 7. Updated serially in Year Zero, Dark Matter, Marble, Grasshopper, Hive, Weeble, Angel, and Scribbles, the documents show the unprecedented collection of cyber vulnerabilities, exploits, and hacking abilities consolidated within the agency that many believe constitute wide-ranging breaches of civil liberties, which Dennis Montgomery testified to when he had the computers and the documents, took them to James Comey, the whistleblower that told everything, and Comey swept this under the rug. We're out of time. I'm out of talk. Have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday night with Jim Fetzer. Stay out of trouble. Goodbye for now.
With doubt, there's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.